the bridge. What are you going to be for Halloween?
Oh my God, Kate. So we talked about this very briefly, but there's something in the air.
Oh.
First of all, this is baby Kate's first Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
And that, I mean, our mother dressed us up as pumpkins for many the years. First probably 4 years of our lives. Every single one of us was just a ploppity pumpkin.
It was the same pumpkin, too. Just okay. Very, very round.
But we have the internet, and Kate, we are also movie reviewer podcast.
Woo!
So I was so excited. So I started the internet searching. I started looking up family stuff. I was thinking about Moe's. Everybody should check out Commando. I was thinking of Amazing Dog Penny. Check out our website. I was thinking about the baby. I was thinking about me. And I was like, okay, we got four people. What's the plan? And, you know, a lot of, like, Wizard of Oz pops up.
Oh, really? Oh, I guess for four.
And, like, okay. A lot of, like, things like that.
Yeah.
And I also saw A League of Their Own, like, the new spinoff that I thought could be cute. And I was just trying to, like... I was trying to, like, get a vibe. And then the most perfect idea from the internet came out with Jurassic Park. I cannot fill Laura Dern's shoes, but I will try on Halloween.
Her shoes? What?
I just mean, like, I'll never be her, but I'm going to dress like her.
Oh.
Because she's amazing.
She's an icon. Gosh.
And I feel like being a dinosaur as a baby, like, that's like the start of your badassness, right?
So is she going to be the baby velociraptor that literally hatches from the egg?
Yes.
Which,
absolutely.
I just want to point out, listeners, I don't remember if I told this story because our Jurassic Park episode was like literally years ago. At Universal, they literally in real time recreated that scene and they were like, does anyone know what this is? And I screamed out like a psycho, it's a velociraptor! The guy was like, oh, yeah, wow.
Wait, was this also the same time that you like barreled over a child to get the Harry Potter wand?
First of all, I didn't have to barrel over anyone. I was chosen because I'm magic. So don't even try to start that rumor. Okay. But yes, that was the same trip. It was a very iconic trip for me in my life, clearly.
I love it and love your passion for it. But back to Jurassic Park, Kate.
Sorry. So is she going to be a raptor is the question I think I was asking.
So I feel like the description says like baby T-Rex, but baby raptor makes more sense.
They're like similar.
And they're all baby, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But what's crazy is then when I texted mom and I was like, look at this genius idea. Thank you, internet. Your grandchild's going to be this. She goes, huh, I think your brother Jimmy's doing that. And boy, oh boy, is he, Kate. I mean, you know, it took us all 3 minutes to talk about Jimmy. Like, we just, you know, we just love Jimmy.
I know, and he doesn't want to come on.
Never.
Like,
refuses.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
But he is going to be John Hammond and will be amazing at that. Are you okay? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm just imagining he's going to spray paint his beard white. He has to.
And white eyebrows. He's going to look so good. I feel like he will do that really well.
Oh my God.
I can't. So you can have multiple Halloween costumes, but you gotta have some dinosaur themed.
I want to be Jeff Goldblum. And then I'll lay seductively on a table, not with my shirt off, because that's inappropriate, but I'll do a weird pose and go, rah, 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 rah.
Wait, should we get somebody to, like, wheelbarrow you around because you have a hurt leg?
I just buy one of those little electric child cars, and that's how I'm getting around.
Because that would be a really fun costume. It's like, someone just, like wheels you around.
Could you imagine if I'm like, Jimmy, let me come trick-or-treating with you guys, and I show up with my own, like, little ATV, and I'm like, all right, I'm ready.
I would die. And we have to tell Mary. Mary has to be something, even though she's all the way up at Rochester.
Oh my God.
She so could be maybe we just send her a costume and be like, put this on for a picture and send it to us.
That's because she, yeah. Oh no, she could be
the hunter guy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. But he does like die and that's terrible, but she gets to wear a cool hat. So.
Yeah, and like we could give her like all the baby dinosaurs, like look as if she has them controlled.
Oh, yeah.
It took me a while. I got there. So sorry. Okay, let's get started.
Wow.
Let's get after this episode. Here we go.
Listeners,
let's do it.
Give us a 5-star review or donate money if you want us to do that. Thanks. Love you. Just kidding. We're going to do it anyway. Just saying.
Sisters, sisters who've seen it. We are the sisters, sisters who've seen it. Sisters, shooby-dooby-doo-wop. Sisters, shooby-dooby-doo-wop. Sisters, 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 sisters. Sisters who've seen it.
Hello.
Hello there.
Welcome back, listeners.
How we doing?
How you doing? I hope y'all are not drunk or lil. I mean, you could be little on your own, but hope you're not little by science. All right. We gotta get out of that. Listeners, so we are the Sisters Who Seen It, the podcast where two sisters who are not movie critics look back on some of our favorites throughout the years through a psychological, ethical, and familial lens. I'm Katie.
I'm Bridget.
Oh, I had a line. Oh, here, okay, ready? Earthquake! No, it's worse! Lawnmower! That was probably one of the only lines that genuinely made me laugh, because what the fuck was happening?
Kate, this was a listener pick! Rich! Who's our listener?
Oh my gosh, yes, this was picked by Thomas!
Thomas, we did it, you asked, and we watched it, but we're gonna do it now.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Thomas, I hope you are larger than a piece of dirt.
Thomas, do you have a bestie called Auntie? That's an aunt? That's your best friend?
Okay, wait, that also made me laugh, actually, now that you mention it.
Kate.
Oh my god.
Tell us the plot.
Oh, I'm doing it.
You're doing it. And guess what? It's in the title, so it ain't that hard. Oh, wait. I do have to read the one sentence actually did not screw up.
Okay.
Amazon Prime, Honey, comma.
Yes.
I Shrunk the Kids, 1989.
Yes.
An inventor accidentally shrinks his kids.
Is that it? So we just reworded the title? Okay, got it.
So basically cool. The intern was like, I'll do it this week. So there you go. That should kick you off. But Kate, tell us this plot. Let's get after it.
This was also a Disney movie, by the way. Did you watch this for free? It sounds like you didn't. I'm worried.
Okay, can we just talk about the fact that you gave me your Disney Plus login?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you changed your password. Now you have not told me about your new password. So I keep asking you about the new password that you never sent. So send me the new password.
Okay, I will try to remember that. Okay.
We don't share passwords, Disney.
Totally not.
They're
or
listening.
HBO. Or,
not, other or Netflix. Or other.
Or Netflix.
Anyways.
Okay, so, well, I mean, the movie is pretty self-explanatory. We have, I guess, like two families, I would say, are the main people. They're neighbors. And so one family is mom and dad. An older sister, Amy, and then a younger brother, Nick. I'm gonna need help with some of these names.
Nicky!
Yeah, I only know Nick because she yelled his name a lot because had the worst, like, personality. Okay, so that's one. And Rick Moranis is the dad, and he's, like, a nerdy inventor. And then apparently throughout the whole movie, they're like, wow, our dad, like, kind of sucks. And then the mom's like, yeah, I hate him, too. And then somehow in the end, we're all family and life is good. I don't know.
Hockey's.
So that's one family. And then the neighbors are, again, a mom and a dad. And then two brothers, one is, like, I guess a high schooler named Russ, and the other's younger, and I don't know this kid's name, but he was the best friend in Big, so we all know him, right?
Well, I think it's Russ. Didn't you just say it?
No, Russ was the older one.
Oh, what the heck was the other one's name?
I don't know. I would get that question wrong in trivia.
Oh, is it Ron?
Ron? Russ and Ron? What stupid fucking names to put together, but yeah, maybe. I don't know. Ain't Ron Weasley, I'll tell you that. Okay. All right, so somehow through hootenanny shenanigans, these four children end up getting... So the one, Ron... Ron plays baseball by himself, That's sad, but fine. Hits the baseball through a window in the neighbor's house. It hits the shrink ray that didn't work, and now it's working. Then we go get the baseball, and then we all shrunk, and now the kids are fucking shrunk. And now it's when I shrunk the kids.
Didn't A League of Their Own start this way with a baseball that went back in time and shrunk them? And that is how Abby and Alana from Broad City create... I'm sorry, keep going.
Okay. It's a lot of crossovers happening there, and I'm all about it. Yeah, so basically, what can you say, guys? It's a movie about shrunk. The kids shrunk. Honey, we shrunk the kids. And they, through a series of horrific traumas, end up in the backyard. Somehow they don't die, even though they should have died many times. And really, the whole movie, we're just kind of watching them traverse through the yard and dealing with things that to us, as, you know, normal-sized humans don't seem that scary, but when you shrunk, the fucking trauma! Although I would argue a scorpion is always scary, and I'm still confused why our backyard has a scorpion in it.
What climate are we in?
I think
what
we region of the world call an exterminator, because that doesn't seem normal. And meanwhile, while the kids are kind of doing that, then the adults are like, oh my god, we're worried about our kids, and then they're going through trauma, and it's just terrible for everyone, basically, and honestly, a lot of the characters have not great personalities, and yeah, but in the end, the reason the day gets fucking saved, and we all need to recognize that the dog saved the day, and the dog's name is Cork, and that's the best dog name I've ever heard for a small dog. And yep, and then they get unshrunk, and then I guess now we're all friends, and all of our marital strife and sadness is ignored. All right.
So I'm a little surprised. You touched on it a little bit, but I'm a little surprised, being the horror lover you are, did not describe this more like a horror film.
This is a horror film. They should have died so many times. Like, this was like Saw for children in a yard. My God.
There are reasons for that. Do you want to hear the fun facts?
Yes! Oh, I can't wait for the butt bags.
Wow. So, the reason it has some horror-esque vibes is because Stuart Gordon, okay, who you're like, who the heck is that?
Yeah.
He did a 1985 adaptation of Reanimator. Ever hear that?
Oh my god.
And also Dolls. Remember 1987 Dolls?
I'm sure it traumatized me because I hate Dolls.
So he came up with the idea, sold it to Disney, and like his whole career has been like campy horror. And it's basically like a mad scientist shrinks his kid and then basically like tries to, like, not on purpose, but murder them, and then they survive. And yeah. Disney was like, we're Disney. I'm not sure this is gonna work. And right before they were about to film, he got sick and someone else took over.
Oh my god. Wow.
And yeah. So, and the person that took over was Joe Johnson, who I also was like, I don't know who you are, but went on to do Jumanji.
Jumanji.
Captain America. Oh. Jurassic Park 3.
Oh my god.
And like has a special effects background. So that's why this movie like turned away from horror to more like, look at this cool effects.
Isn't well, that that's crazy. That's like the best part of the movie is the sets, and even just how they were creative with some of the filming and stuff. Like that cool.
Wait, and then let me tell you this, Kate.
Yeah.
This film made like a big amount of money.
Really?
Huge amount of money. Was, or possibly still is, the highest grossing live action Disney film of all time.
Holy shit!
$222 million, which back in 1989 is basically like close to $500 million.
Oh my god!
And, can I tell you this, Kate? The film came out at the same either day or week as Batman's 1989.
Oh!
And people felt like it got successful because they went to Batman. Batman was around the block. People couldn't get into Batman, so they're like, fuck it, I'll go to Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. And then they were like, this film's great. And then that's how it got this buzz.
They're like, this seems like something the Joker would set up to torture children, so we're into it.
Wow. Wow. Is that wild? My God. All right, I had to get that out of my system because I thought that was fascinating.
That is, oh man, that's crazy.
I know. Wow. And my reaction watching this versus what I remember is this is like horribly traumatizing.
So scary.
And like, not a kid movie. Like, this seems like an adult horror film.
Yeah, like, I would not show this to children. Like, oh, at all.
Yeah.
And then we have an emotional aunt moment, which I was like, God damn it, Disney. Jeez. I'm feeling sad about Auntie. Who the fuck is Auntie? No. This is ridiculous. I don't know.
But let's get into it, Kate. Okay?
Well,
because the opening credits was, by the way, a, like, groundbreaking thing. I thought they were weird, but
opening?
Yeah, but it was like a cartoon and no one had ever like done a cartoon with like 3D stuff, I guess.
Oh.
So they really just out the gate went for it.
Well, I wrote right away. I was like, wow, so this opening is just all the different ways that these kids can get murdered. So, well,
movie. I wrote, this is basically another cartoon of a horror film.
Yeah, excellent. Pretty much.
And then we get into just the most fake neighborhood set I've ever seen in we don't know where, because apparently backyards have scorpions, but also like the mailman throws the paper on the step. Like, it's a really weird vibe.
And it also was giving me some Gremlins vibes, because
oh my God,
it was like, we're an inventor, which means we literally mess up normal products that work just fine and we invent them even though they do the same thing. And what, like, I was like, why the fuck is this?
If you are a child of a former parent inventor that has ruined all of your kitchen gadgets or all of everything, we want to hear from you. Email us, because this is so disruptive. Like, she was trying to make toast. The phone, they were like texting him upstairs. I mean,
yeah,
there's
a lot happening.
Yeah, it's very, very annoying. But like you mentioned, there is a basically like huge fight between mom and dad that the kids are involved in.
Yeah, the teenage sister, like the first 2 minutes of the movie, she's like, yeah, my parents got a big fight last night. My mom left. She's like staying at grandma's.
Yeah.
Anyway, hope it's okay.
No.
Bye, Cindy. See you at the mall. I'm like, who the fuck looks like that?
Well, first of all, then she gets up the phone and Rick Moranis is like, hey, so basically your mom and I are going to get divorced unless you do your chores. Okay? And I can't do them, so I'm going to go off and go to this science display. And I was like, what? What? And they were like, oh my God, we better make the house nice for mom. I'm like, what is happening here?
So terrible. I hated it. Horrifying.
I
hated it. It was so bad.
Oh, and then, I don't know if you noticed this too, but like, okay. So my opinion on Rick Moranis is like, so first of all, we talked about this with Little Giants when we did that episode.
Yeah.
He bowed out of acting because his wife passed away and he had to like raise his kids. So he was like, by acting, I'm just going to go be a dad.
Yeah.
And most of his films, like, he's just like a one-dimensional character. And like, I don't hate
him. He's like a nerd.
Yeah, he just knows who he is and does his thing. And you're like, I think you're fine.
Yeah.
But I feel like the writing in this movie was like, you're also not going to be a dad that gives a shit.
Yeah.
And I hated the fact that his son was like, look, dad, I worked to the bone to make a replica of the machine that you haven't been working and mom is mad about because you're not making any money. What do you think? And he's like, sounds good, kid. Can you mow the lawn? I was like, what?
Yeah.
I hated it.
That's where I said, Rick Moranis is a dick, dad.
Yeah.
Sucks.
And also, why are we doing science experiments in the attic? Why aren't we doing it in a lab? This doesn't seem safe.
I don't know, Bridge. I'm not sure the answer, all right?
What if Mary comes back from her astrophysicist PhD school and just decides to start inventing things in the house?
She fucking makes a laser in the living room or something? I can't. Oh my God.
She's like, I'm communicating with Jupiter. And you're like, what? And then she sends dad to Jupiter. Like, awkward.
That would be a really funny movie. I'm just saying. Our dad getting sent to Jupiter.
Oh my God. I would freaking die. Can you imagine him showing up and like being annoyed?
Like, the Rodney Dangerfield face.
He'd be like, I don't like the coffee here. Yeah. It's really shitty.
Where's the Practical Jokers? What channel? Oh, God. Okay. Well, yeah. So Rick Moranis sucks. And then we meet the neighbors. And that dad also kind of sucks.
He's a lot.
Different ways.
Okay. He was giving me goofy movie vibes.
I literally wrote that. I was like, he wants to bring his son on a fishing trip. trip, but his son's so emo, and oh god, it's so goofy movie.
He's like, we're gonna bond with fishing, and all he did for like 20 minutes of the beginning of the movie was pack the car. Yeah. And I'm like, water skis, fishing equipment.
I don't know where we're going.
What's happening? Yeah. And by the way, they did not have an RV like his friends, so I don't know how that's fitting, so it has to look like the Goofy movie car with the giant suitcase on top. Crazy.
Yeah, so this is Russ. Russ is like, wah, I don't want to go fishing, Dad. Wah, wah, wah. And then we get this bullshit subplot, which I think they only did to, like, maybe make some jokes and references that we're all going to get shrunk, where the wife is like, honey, listen, the real reason he doesn't want to go fishing something, it's because he got cut from the football team because he's too small, don't you see? And I was like, I'm sorry. What fucking football team? First of all, admit someone on the team when you know their size, and then what, a month later they're like, you know what, actually guys, we didn't measure your height and you're out.
I freaking love it.
Yeah, that's a subplot, gets brought up a couple times. Also, not really sure,
he wasn't really that small.
No, he wasn't,
so that also made no sense.
But then part of me, okay, so I was like, are you referencing it because it's like the movie is small stuff, we're small, is it because the girl actor is tall and we're trying to like point it out so it's like your audience isn't confused? I don't fucking know. We don't care. I don't know. He's small, and that means you can never play football. So wow. All right. It's much bullshit. So okay, this is when the kid Ron, which I can't believe that's his fucking name. Ron's like, hey Dad, I know you're packing up the car all by yourself, but I want to play baseball because I'm a 14 questionable aged child and I can't entertain myself, I guess. And then everyone's like, fuck off. And then Nestor plays baseball by himself.
Can I tell you, I feel bad for this actor because then he goes on to be Big's best friend and then that guy leaves him too. And he's just like the lonely kid.
I think this was probably after Big, don't you think?
Oh yeah, it was after Big.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's why his age was just kind of weird for me. I was like, you seem like you're like 14, 15. And it just like some of the things you're into are a little...
like young.
Yeah, like he should have been younger, I think. And then he's like bullying the 7-year-old next door, and I'm like, what? Like, I'm so confused.
I do not know, Kate, but boy, does he cause a tizzy, huh?
Yeah. Hits the ball through window, and unlike Richie Rich, we actually own up to our baseball window breaking and go tell the people.
Mm-hmm. Which, you saw the older brother, Russ, have, like, he kind of had this, like, hero, strong moral compass. He's like, you gotta go tell him, we gotta go over there.
Yeah.
And also, I was watching the neighbor, Amy, dance as she mopped the floor so that her mom would come back and they'd stay together as a family. And this was such an 80s vibe. Why were all the, like, teenage girls dancing, doing chores? Can I tell you how much I hate that?
Can I tell you that if you're using a mop and you flip it upside down so the mop part is at your face, you're gonna get an infection. I just, like, you keep, that shouldn't be your mouth. Like, I don't understand. She didn't clean is the moral of the story.
By far the best mopping scene ever is Pippi Longstocking, who put sponges on her feet and ran around the kitchen where she actually cleaned it, and it was fun, and that dancing was appropriate. And every other 80s movie that does it is horrible, and they should all learn from Pippi Longstocking.
Oh my god.
But here we are. He admits it. They fight. Then they go upstairs to be like, let me get the baseball. And then, boy, that's awkward, because then they... Oh, we gotta talk about this, because they shrink.
They shrunk.
But there's a pushback from grammar people on the movie title.
Oh.
They believe it shouldn't be Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. It should be
Shrank.
Honey, I Shrank the Kids.
Well.
So they got shrank.
Shrunk.
They got shrunken?
Shrank.
So, but they're little. And then the older siblings are like, what are they doing up there? And then, oof. By the way, this machine is out of control. Making everybody small. The couches. And then very selective. Like, how come the whole room wasn't small?
Well, that's what I was wondering. I was like, I think the wall would have been shrunk, and then the house would have collapsed, but fine, Disney.
But this was a great line, because your favorite Ron says, we're all the size of boogers!
Yeah!
And then we blame Nick. Why are we blaming blaming Nick. Nick didn't do anything. You are next to Nick.
Nick's a 7-year-old.
Okay, he just made a replica that his dad didn't at all acknowledge, and he's still dealing with
that. Nick's glasses were the only things that didn't shrunk because they're so big. I don't understand who bought those for him, but they did.
And, by the way, his glasses are like 2015 hipster glasses. They're wild.
They're so large. So, now we're shrunk. And we're shrunk. Like, what the fuck? If y'all maybe just stay there, then maybe it'll be okay. Rick Moranis, his conference is only about 20 minutes long, and it goes real bad because he's just like a rambling idiot. And they're like, do you have any proof? And he's like, no. And then they're like, okay, but we're scientists. I don't know. Confused. And then, like, somehow the movie wants us to still be on Rick Moranis' side. I'm on the science guy's side because I agree we should have some proof.
Also, I'm very mad that the wife is hustling her butt off, making all the money.
Yeah.
And he's at home tinkering and screwing up all the appliances, and he has one job, which is to help close the deal and give the escrow papers, and he just can't even get that right, Kate. Okay, he's out of control, all right?
Well, he comes home and he's like, kids, this house is a mess. Come on, guys. How is my wife going to take me back when you guys didn't sweep the floor? And then the dog, because the dog is the best character in the movie, is like, hi, hello. My name's Quirk and I have a high IQ more than everyone else. And hey, there's some shrunk kids up there. You should go help them out. And Rick Moranis doesn't fucking do that. Rick Moranis instead has a mental breakdown and he destroys his goddamn machine.
But Kate, can we talk about how he destroys the machine? Yet when they go to the end of the movie to fix him, machine's fine.
Well, Bridget's because he like worked on it again, and then that's when the wife goes, I love you, honey. And I was like, whoa!
Ugh, we should have shrunk him. But when he's smashing that machine, and then this is the beginning of the horror film, which should be titled,
yes,
My Dad Tries to Murder Me Multiple Times.
With tools, yes.
With tools. We have screws flying. Oh. We have nuts and bolts.
I hate
it. And then, Kate, when they somehow don't get hit and literally killed by these things, which would basically be like cars flying on top of us.
Yeah.
He sweeps them into the trash and throws them into the trash. What a metaphor.
Like, I think a drinking game for this movie is take a sip every time these kids should have died, because they should have died with the broom. Then they should have died from being dropped from whatever height it was into the bag, because there's shit in there. There's glass in there. You're telling me Nick's not getting impaled by a shard of glass? I don't believe it.
Pitch black dark? No way.
It's just like really ridiculous. And then somehow they don't die and get smushed by something when the bag gets taken out into the backyard.
Kate, we have sprinklers that are basically like a monsoon. We have a bee that we have to hold on to as it flies.
Absolutely died. They should have exploded.
We have a ant that tries to eat us. We have a scorpion that tries to sting us. We have a cigarette butt that almost lights us on fire. And the worst,
and the lawnmower.
We have lawnmower, and then humans that are potentially stepping on us.
Yep.
This is a horror film.
I hate it.
Okay, but this is now the shenanigans in the grass, which, by the way, is also Rick Moranis' fault, because he never mowed the freaking lawn, so it's so big, you can't even see the kids.
And he outsourced it to the 7-year-old, who then outsourced it to a 10-year-old. And I'm confused by the train of events, but that's how we got there.
But wait, a robotic lawnmower would be cool, though.
I mean, I would love that. If I could just like sip lemonade and like use a little remote control to mow my lawn. If there's like shrunk people, but if they're in my backyard and shrunk, they're already dead. So
definitely. It. With those flies, you got those mayflies?
The lantern flies.
Or the lantern flies?
They're dead.
Okay, but somehow they slice out of the trash bag, which is very important because then Rick Moranis later can like follow the trail. And then they get into the backyard, and boy, this backyard, it's got to be like equivalent to like 50 miles for us.
But see, this is where it's like, then we get a touch of the Disney where they're like, wait, we're not going to make it terribly traumatic because we're going to put in a leaf slide. Whee! And then everybody gets to slide down a leaf and you're like, that is kind of cool, I think. And that's what we did at Disney. And I don't think it's there anymore.
Kate. Why did I not remember anything? So tell us about the Disney trip that I was there that didn't remember. What happened? Did I have trauma that I didn't know about? Did I hit my head? I had
trauma that I remembered from the Haunted Mansion because Mom lied and said it was Mickey's house, and then I cried the whole time. But all I remember is horrible. There were giant blades of grass and leaves, and it was like slides. You would like climb up and like, I'm on a rock, but it's like a dirt, and then you would just like slide down little leaves and shit, and that was really it.
Oh, okay.
And then there was like a 3D show where it was like Rick Moranis is like, here's my shrink ray, and then he's like, whoops, I multiplied mice, and now there's mice running around, and you're like, ah, but like, wasn't really. It was like a 4D something. So I don't think that's there either anymore.
Wow. Yeah. But that concept's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, and then they made so many sequels of this. Actually, I don't know if it was so many, but they made at least two.
There's a lot. There's like, I blew up the kid, we shrunk ourselves. Right. Like,
I love the I shrunk ourselves one. I think I watched that the most. And fun fact, Mila Kunis is in it as a mean girl. She's like an 11-year-old mean girl. It's so fun. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's going to be at some point ahead. But don't worry, because Nick's allergic to pollen.
But don't worry, because the pollen's too big. But then he sneezes anyway. And I was like, is Nick going to die right now? Do we have a shrunk EpiPen anywhere?
Let's explain this logic. Kate, hypothetically, you're allergic to shrimp. Okay. Then you become a little, shrimp yourself. Okay. And then you fall into a cocktail of shrimp. Wouldn't you die faster?
That's what I thought, but I don't know.
But here we are. Here we are. And then a bee comes, and this is where I'm a broken record with this, but there were so many cool non-CGI things.
Yes.
And I read that not only did they build a bee, like a giant bee that had to be like, I don't know, 20 feet tall or whatever.
Oh my God.
They had an electronic bee.
Like Richie Rich?
Yes. And they put miniature people on it. Oh my God. Then they had that flying everywhere. And then they also had an actual bee too. Like then they actually like a real bee. And then they combined all those like edits together, and that's how you got that cool scene. And I know that it's like 89 and still not that cool to like kids today, but it was really cool, wasn't it?
I like that scene, and I also liked how they would do with the camera. Like they would do like point of view shots of the bee where you wouldn't see the bee, but it was as if you were the bee. And then it was like, this is the way they filmed it. Like it was brilliant. Like, oh wow, this is like cool how they did
That's that director. That's that new director. But I didn't think it was believable that we are on this bee, we're flying everywhere, and then somehow when we fall, we just happen to be back with the crew. Get out of here.
Like, they should have just been exploded, I think. Like, that should have happened so many times.
This is when their dad tries to murder them again by trying to kill the bee that they're flying on.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other neighbor's also in on the murder. And
oh my God.
I think this is around the time too that they started to worry about where the kids were.
Yes. And wait, I need to talk, because the bickering between the neighbor, the kids, is pretty hilarious. And it is very 89. At one point, your favorite character, Ron, is like, to Amy, he's like, your dad's the worst and what an idiot. I hate him. And she goes, you know what? My dad's machine works. And you know what that means? We get out of here, we're gonna be rich.
Oh God, Richie Rich all over again. There's so many parallels.
I thought, honey, your dad's trying to murder you and you're worried about being rich. Okay, you have a broken home, you're doing all the chores, the patriarchy is out of control, your house is full of inventions. You think being rich is gonna solve your problems? Get out of town.
You definitely got bacterial infection from your mopping dance.
You don't know how to mop, and you're supposed to do all the chores.
Focus on finding a therapist in network. That's the next step. So yeah, it's all terrible. It's so bad. Then the families are like, that's weird. All our children are missing. And Rick Moranis is kind of like, whatever. Like, it takes him a long time to figure out that they were shrunk. Like, he has no fucking idea. And like, man's job.
Oh my God. He's like, Nick doesn't play baseball, but there's a baseball in my, and my window's broken. It's like, okay.
Cork is like, I drew you a picture and wrote you a letter with my dog paws, and you still don't get it. You did shit. My God.
Cork, really? This should just be about, like, honey, we don't listen to Cork. But like, Then he steps on the couch, okay? He steps on the couch and he's like, oh my God, the couch is shrunk. Holy cow, what happened? And that was like, okay, thank God there was a point to that stupid couch being shrunk, because like, ugh.
Well, and then the neighbors are like, we gotta go on a fishing trip! Where's the children? That's so weird. They were just here, now they're not here, and I was packing up the car for 8 hours, so I didn't look. And then, okay, this was a Bob scene where the neighbor guy's like friend comes to visit.
Oh my God.
This was painful. And I wrote, Gloria, honey, divorce this guy. You're better than him. No.
Oh my God. Okay, Kate, we learned this with Danny O'Shea, okay? Patty be way out of his league. Oh. And what was with all of these movies where all these men are meh and all the women dicks. Are like super hot and they're such dicks. And I'm like, why are we dealing with this?
The wife literally goes, he was like, what do I tell him? And she goes, just tell him the truth. The kids are missing. And he fucking goes out and he goes, hey there. I don't even know what the guy's name was. It's probably Bob.
Don.
Close enough. Whatever. Hey there, Don. We can't go fishing because my wife has plumbing issues.
The worst.
And the guy's like, plumbing? He goes, you know. And I was like, why do we know? Also, why couldn't you just say that by yourself? Why are you gonna be an asshole? Your wife was like really nice to you this whole time and I am a little confused. Worst. Also, Don yelled at Gloria and all she was doing was, you know, pointing out that the neighbor's doing weird shit. So
he was doing weird shit.
I cannot.
But that was so painful. And then he started to complain about how he lost $80.
Yep.
And you're like, again, your children are missing. But moving on, Rick Moran is trying to just slowly float over the grass so he doesn't step on his kids. It's freaking hilarious. And this is where I was like, thank God, Disney, because I was waiting for some like hilarious comedy.
Yeah.
And he also tries to originally go on the crutches and then he hits the sprinkler and then basically almost drowns them.
The sprinkler goes on. God. This is where Amy dramatically falls in a mud pond,
which was so slimy.
Oh, I hated it. And then Russ jumped in and saved her, and then we had to do CPR.
Mouth to mouth.
This was the part where Nick goes, Russ, where'd you learn to do that? Do you remember what he says, Bridge?
French class.
Yeah. And I said, why didn't you just say health class, sicko? And then Amy looked at him like...
And then, of course, the only wholesome kid there, Nick's like, French class. I don't really know what about French class. And I'm like, you're right, because it makes no freaking sense.
So you should never learn. But then he fucking learns somehow in the last scene of the movie, and it's dumb. Anyway, it's fine, because the next scene, we get a giant cookie, which would be the best thing ever to find. There were so many random things in this yard.
Yeah.
And they were all, like, every single time they found something random, Amy would be like, Nick, it's your cookie! Nick, that's your toy dinosaur! Nick, you're Legos! Nick, why are you leaving your shit everywhere? I'm like, hey, Nick, that's a legit question, actually.
Okay.
What's happening?
How tall is this grass? Because... so many things hidden. And I, at one point, I was like, this could be like a climate change movie where like it just like shrinks people and is like, go look at the ecosystem where you just like drop random things.
Look at all the Legos that have been left in your yard.
This Twinkie is from like 1908. oh my God. But then we meet the aunt, which they call Auntie. And I was trying so hard not to laugh. Every time they were like, Auntie! I was like, stop it. This is so terrible.
Well, and they're like, you know what, Ron? You're pretty unlikable and annoying, so I guess we'll pair you up with Auntie, ? To make you a little more charming, and he
Kate,
loves
this is
Auntie.
Why I thought you'd bond with him, because he just bonded with animals.
I mean,
you.
I like Auntie, Bridge. I was really upset when he got shanked by the scorpion.
But wait, let's talk about how they treat Auntie like a wild stallion.
Oh my God.
They decide, we can take this ant. And everyone's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Ants are, like, really strong. And they can, like, basically lift people 50 times their body weight.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, whoa, oh my God. And he's like, and usually they're with a bunch of other ants. And, like, we shouldn't even be near it. And then they all look at each other and say, okay, let's rope them.
Yeah.
And go try to take them over. Which I thought this ant was very nice, because this ant absolutely could have killed them. And just didn't. You know?
He was swayed by one cookie crumb, even though there's a giant fucking cookie over there that Nick dropped. Don't forget it, people. It's all Nick's fault.
I can't, But this was a very lovely aunt, was like, you know what? These guys seem lost. I'll help them.
Yeah, the aunt's like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he's like, it's fine. Get on my back. No biggie.
Yeah.
By the way, that was made with like 12 different people moving it.
Oh
like
my God.
Jim Henson style.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, how cool is that?
Yes. Oh my God, Auntie.
So amazing. But then they go on a journey and they, you know, keep trucking along. And what's the next horror movie?
Well, because they're just like, yeah, they're like, oh, you know, Auntie will get us to the house quicker. But we also don't know what direction Auntie's going in. But who cares? And we're on Aunt, and that's great. So then we cut back to the parents of both families and they're like all really fucking sad. And it like gets real serious. And then Rick Moranis and his wife are literally like, you know, when we find our kids, we're gonna have to, like, fix this family. And I was like, but why? It sounds like you guys kind of suck. Maybe, like, you don't need to. And then the mom, she goes, I'm just worried. You know, obviously they're out there. I can't sleep. She goes, and I'm also worried that our daughter's with that Russ kid in the dark. You know, I hope they're being, like, not crazy. And I was like, I'm sorry. You're worried that your shrunk daughter's gonna bone in the dirt? That's what we're worried about right now?
Least of your problems.
Worried about your scorpion problem.
You have a scorpion infestation in the backyard in this bucolic neighborhood that doesn't seem like it should have scorpions. It's not the region. It isn't desert.
It's terrible. And then this is where the cigarette gets tossed and they're like, ah, but then they're like, yay, it's like a lantern. And this is where we find our Lego. And Amy and Russ do make out, much to their mom's horror. But we don't have fucking time for that because now it's the scorpion trauma.
I literally wrote as if I was you. I said, okay, now there's a scorpion.
But that's literally how it's filmed. They're making out and then they turn their heads and there's a scorpion. They're like, what up? I'm here to kill you.
And just as they slowly lay their head down and say, goodnight, Auntie, the scorpion comes. This is a horror film.
The scorpion was out for
and
blood.
I gotta tell you, this aunt, this was the moment that I was like, okay, Auntie, you were nice to these kids, okay? This is Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, get Auntie, out. You gotta look out for yourself sometime.
Don't fight the scorpion for them. Get out of here.
Where's your colony? Perhaps we need some reinforcements. Y'all ever seen ants or a bug's life? Okay.
You could take the scorpion. You could absolutely take the scorpion. But he doesn't. And this is, like, horribly sad. Not only was he, like, stabbed, but he was, like, it was as almost we were, like, watching him slice his throat. It was so graphic. He just got tail got right in there.
He fucking stabbed Auntie and then I said, oh my God, am I getting emotional over an aunt? Yeah, I am.
Well, I said, I obviously screamed Auntie like we all did. and then I go, it's like having a dog die in this film.
Oh, it's so
That's
sad.
How it felt. And he, like, it was horrible.
He literally, like, just kind of, like, sinks to the ground because you got stabbed with poison. And then, yeah, we're all sad and crying.
Well, I wrote, Ron is going to lose it. Ron's going to lose it. This was his only thing keeping him together. As you mentioned, since he is delayed, since he's older than how he acts, and he's gonna lose it. He's got no one to play with, and now Auntie's dead.
Auntie's fucking dead. That sucks. This is where the wife awkwardly is like, I love you, Rick Moranis. And I'm like, why? Anyway, now it's the next morning. Somehow we survive the night, and then we get this weird kid who comes to mow the lawn, and this is where they say, earthquake! No, where's the lawnmower?
The trauma of this, it looked like it was Poltergeist. It was like
Saw. Yeah.
It was like just giant blades going thousands of miles and like Twister. They were all holding on to each other and Amy had her foot under one piece of like root in the grass and was trying to have them not be chopped up and murdered.
I don't know how they didn't get chopped up and murdered because the lawnmower like didn't get turned off. So like they got like sucked up towards the blades, but then for absolutely no reason, they were like flung off to the side, which fine, but like you still would have exploded on a dirt piece. But okay.
And no one has it. This is very much like Commando Terminator vibes. Every giant fall, nobody has a hurt ankle.
No, we're all good.
Nobody has a bruise.
Right.
We just have a little bit of dirt, a little bit of blood on our lip, and then we're moving on. Okay.
And then this is where 7-year-old Nick has his breakdown and he's like, we're gonna die in this lawn. And I'm like, Nick.
I'm with him.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's about time someone's being realistic.
We're all gonna die. It's terrible. But we're fucking saved by the hero of the movie who should have been nominated for an Oscar for his performance, the dog Cork, who runs out and he's like, get on my fucking nose, children. I'm ready.
Are there like awards for dogs in films?
No.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Can we make that a war show?
Yes.
Because, like, we should. How awesome would that be if, like, it was just a bunch of dogs sitting in the audience and, like, they would win, they would come up and accept their award?
I mean, we could do it. It doesn't just need to be dogs. We could have Auntie there, too. And Auntie. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Emotional acceptance speech. And,
sorry. Oh, I went somewhere else, but Kate, you're right. This dog saved the movie.
Yeah.
And so they grab onto the dog's hair. You think it's done, but don't worry, it's not, because then he takes him onto the kitchen table, and what happens, Kate?
Oh, this is where Nick gets flung into the cereal bowl, and I said, oh God, not death by Cheerios! That's not good advertising okay. for them.
Moe's told me this, that he read. It was a giant tank, like multiple gallon tank, of like, they made it look like milk, like watery okay. milk look, and then those tubes were tractor tires.
Oh my God!
And then he's just floating there. So like, can you imagine that set? That's like so freaking cool.
It's so cool. Yeah. And then wow. It's just 7-year-old Nick, because he didn't have enough trauma in his short life so far. And yeah, and then the kids are like, nah, don't eat him. No, my God. And then the only reason that Rick Moranis doesn't eat his child is because, Bridge, say with me, Quark. Okay. Yeah. Quark bites his ankle and he's like, bitch, I don't know how else to tell you.
I mean, he literally was like, you are so freaking stupid, dude. Yeah. You shrink your kids. You yep. almost kill them. And here I am, the dog, okay?
Yeah, justice for Quark. Okay, so now they're like, wow, the kids are shrunk. Yay, we found them, hooray. And now they're like, all right, we gotta, like, get the machine to work. Rick Moranis has tried to get it work, like, for, I'm assuming, many years. It's never worked, but now we're gonna figure it out 5 minutes, so that's great. And then this is where they're like, oh, yeah, it's the baseball. And, like, something, 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 baseball science. And the one neighbor guy is like, test it on me. You gotta do it on something live first. Do it on me. And I was like, again, this could be a fucked up horror movie where he just explodes in front of everyone.
Absolutely.
We could have done that.
But I will give him a moment that I was like, that's actually being a pretty good dad. Am yeah. I right?
Yes.
So way to finally step up.
Yeah, you only had to get shrunk to be bigger dad. What? Yeah, and then somehow we can reverse the shrinking, which I feel like would be very different technology, but yes, I guess it's just we flip a switch and we do the opposite.
I thought to myself, isn't this a better technology to make things bigger?
Yeah.
To make things smaller? Is that just me?
No, I'm with you, Bridge.
Like, what if you walk into an apartment and you're like, fuck this, you use that machine, and then all of a sudden you got a 3-bedroom? Am I right?
I mean, yeah. I would use it how they did with food, probably. Like, I'd be like, oh, this little...
You just know, have cookies all around cupcake. You?
Yeah, my house is just a giant cookie that Nick dropped in the yard. Yeah, that's where I live now. Yeah, and then obviously, okay, yay, we're all big now. And then now these two families are best friends. And I don't know, I guess we all avoided divorce. And did go to therapy?
We gotta talk about one of the lines with Amy and Russ, where he goes, hey, I know we just went through horrific trauma, but what's on my mind is, you want to go to the dance with me on Friday?
Yeah.
Her response, do you remember what it was?
She's like, can you dance?
I was like, this is a great question back. So if anyone asks you to a dance, I think that's a great question to be like, do you actually dance? Because I'm not going if you're just going to sit at the table and mope. All right? Yeah. Forget that.
Okay, because I've danced with mops before. All right? You got to be better than a mop. That's okay. My minimum.
Yeah. And I need to be entertained. Scorpions, monsoons, ants. Okay? Let's dance.
Yep. And then Bridge, We end the movie with a final, I guess, joke. What was it?
The giant turkey.
Oh, well, that.
But what is, I don't know.
Oh, this is what Nick says.
Oh, I don't remember. What is it?
For no fucking reason at all, and no education that happened for us to learn this, Nick is sitting there, and then he out loud goes, oh, I get it. Fringe class. Ha, ha, ha. And then the camera quickly cuts out to black, and that's the end. I wish it ended on the giant turkey. Well, actually, no.
I wish
it ended on the dog biscuit, because I was like, well, thank fucking God Quark got something out of this, because I was going to be upset. I was going to make a call or something if he didn't get something out of that.
If you don't know what to watch, it's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and you better make sure you're ready for a horror film, because it's this movie.
You could probably, like, I don't know, somebody should definitely edit. Maybe this exists already on YouTube. I'll have to look into it. Like, edit just some of these scenes and, like, change the music. music and like make it like black and white and like add in some screams. And yeah, I think add in Jason's mom in the leaves just chasing them with a machete.
Oh my god.
Classic.
She's on the scorpion.
Oh Jesus.
But you know what? I'm glad I went through this journey. Kate, watch or don't watch it.
I would definitely watch it at least once. I don't think I'm gonna watch it on the reg, but it is so cool to see like the sets and how they did certain things. Like, I think that's really fun. I liked those parts.
I think that made the movie.
Yeah.
The actual creation of the world, very like Jim Henson-esque. Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm not showing this to kids. I'm not saying, hey kids.
No.
Let's watch a fun-filled movie.
I'm not showing this
that
to
you won't
children.
Sleep at night.
No, sorry. No.
Well, that's that.
Well, Thomas, I hope we didn't shrink your expectations.
It shrank, but okay.
Or shrank? I don't know. Well, Bridge.
Yeah.
It's my turn to pick for the next
Wing
one.
Now,
our next one, listeners, as a reminder, our last episode of every month will be dedicated to a nostalgic pick, meaning it is technically not nostalgic. It's something a little more recent. We've been doing a lot of TV shows, and it doesn't have to be a TV show. It could be a movie, but Bridge and I like a lot of the same TV shows. So, hey, guess what? This is a TV show, Bridge.
Hey! Okay.
And this pick, in fact, it's very timely in the, what I would argue, beginning of the school year, and it is going to be having its second season come out, I want to say, like, this week, actually. So that's exciting, but we will be talking about the first season, which you and I both watched, which we both referenced on here, which we both love, and which we both did not win Emmys for, but some of these people won Emmys for. Bridge, we're gonna watch, or we're gonna talk about Abbott Elementary.
Oh my god, this is so good.
Education.
When I first watched that show, I would be like, Mom, when you tell me stories, is it this? And then I'd be like, Katie, when you tell me stories, is it this?
Yeah.
And it's so good. It's like, to me, it's the new Parks and Rec. It's the new Office.
It's amazing.
I cannot wait. Barbara? Barbara?
Barbara Howard, woman of God. Fucking love her. So great. She was one of our Emmy winners.
Which we know is, you know, Sister Act 2's
Lauren Hill's mom.
Lauren Hill's mother.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. Wow. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's so fucking funny. And like, listeners, Bridge and I both for a period of time lived in Philly.
Hey.
So like, we get Philly references, and they do make a lot. They really embrace the city.
Who's the redhead again?
Melissa Chimente.
Oh, she gives so me good. She's a great Philly, like a South Philly rep.
So
person.
Funny. Oh,
wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yep. So listeners, y'all got time, binge up, because it wasn't like long to get through.
So it's perfect.
Y'all can catch up, all right?
Yeah. That's a show you could just watch at any point. It has some Broad City vibes. You could watch it at any point and laugh, and I'm here for it. It's on, I'm watching it.
Yep.
Wow. Let's do it.
Well, Bridge.
Yeah.
I just want to say, if we were shrunk or shrank or whatever, and everything's trying to kill us, including a scorpion.
Wow.
I want probably like try to get court. I think sooner to help us, because he seems to be the only saving grace, and hopefully we would avoid watching our aunt friend die. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think any of the trauma is avoidable, but we'll try, I suppose, because I love you.
Wow, that was a lot of love. Kate?
Bridge.
If you decide to move in with Mary, and as her astrophysicist research, she creates an invention like this machine... I hope, for irony purposes, you shrink yourself and make a better movie.
Oh, God. I better find just nonstop Oreos in the yard. And then just, like, there's billions of ants that love me and no scorpions.
And then you just grab onto Bear's hair.
Oh, God.
And you just, like, run to each cookie and you just keep eating cookies. I love it. I love this for you. So yeah. I love you.
Oh, boy. And listeners, if you also would love giant cookies, even if they're in the yard, I don't know what I mean. You know, they can't be that dirty, right? You're the size of dirt. And if you think that dogs are the best and save lives, like Quirk. And if you don't understand why anyone would make a shrinking ray in the attic instead of like a laboratory in a controlled, sterilized environment, you should write us a review.
Hey.
We love reviews. We love written reviews. You can review us on Apple Podcasts along with some other podcasting apps. We also have a website, sistershoseenit.com. So this movie was a listener pick. This was requested by Thomas.
Thomas
went on the website, filled out the form, and he got on the list, and the list was read by Bridget, and she picked the movie. And that's what we do, listeners. So if you're like, yo, guys, I also love Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves, where they ride in a Hot Wheels car as shrunk people. That's cool. You recommend that, and I'll put it on the top of the list. I'm saying it right now. And Bridge, what else can they do on our website?
They can buy us coffee.
Woo!
It is essentially a tip, okay, to buy cookies and make them big. And that's what we'll do with the money. Oh. Also, if you're thinking, nah, I don't want to do that. I want to rep Sisters Who Seen It logo on all things. You can check out our merchandise.
Woo!
We have all the things for all of you to buy. And they're so cool. And they're so fun. Go check it out.
Yeah. So check all that out, listeners. And we hope to hear from you. All right, listeners. Well, we'll see y'all next week for our nostalgic happy hour, where we will be discussing Abbott Elementary.
I'm so excited.
It's the best.
I can't wait. I'll see you there. And in the meantime, just think to yourself, when's Rick Moranis coming back? Because fun fact, it might be sooner than you think. Leave you with that. Bye-bye.
What's
love
that
you.
Mean? Okay, bye-bye.
They're making a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids remake. Bye-bye.
With
love you.
Moranis?
Check it out. I left that little cookie crumb there.
Is
see? Bye-bye.
Cookie crumb
I love
in the
you.
Yard.
He's,
oh my
he's
God.
In his 60s. We'll see.
Okay,
see
I'm
going
to keep asking questions. But okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. I love you.
Thanks for tuning in to Sisters Who Seen It. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Check out our website at sistershoseenit.com, where you can email us, request movies to be reviewed, and keep up to date with all things sisters. Also, make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. See you next week!